This podcast is a love letter to my VAs, OBMs, and PMs out there. I see you. You started your business for the freedom. You started your business for your family. You started your business for a million other reasons that only you know. But you're stuck and you're struggling. Well, no more. Get ready to move. Get ready to grow and learn together. We're here to work through the tech, work through the growing pains, and work towards a business that you can fall in love with over and over again. See that woman over there who's running it like a boss? Let's go ask her how she did that. Well, hey there. Welcome to the How She Did That podcast. Today, we are talking about three steps to creating the perfect agency SOP. So let's start by asking the question, what is an SOP? SOP stands for Standard Operating Procedure, and it is a document that documents the process of doing one specific thing. Now, I want to reiterate that one specific thing part because I think I see a lot of SOPs that are overwhelming in terms of they are trying to document too many things in one document. And what I mean by that is sometimes even within an SOP, we need to create like sub SOPs within it. I'll give you an example. So if, for example, you want to document how to create and schedule a client's social media post, now that's not one thing, right? We have to first create a content calendar maybe. So maybe the first SOP is how to create your client's content calendar. Then we need to get that content calendar approved by the client. So that would be a different SOP. Then we need to create the content. That is a different SOP on like how to do that within Canva, right? And then scheduling may be a different one, or maybe approval the second time would be a different SOP. So do you see how there are probably multiple SOPs within a longer process? There are, of course, shorter SOPs like how to create a Zoom link. That's probably only one SOP. But if it's a larger or more complicated process, don't be afraid of creating multiple SOPs that link to each other because we really want to take it down to its easiest and most simplistic form in order to be able to best support our team in seeing how things are done in a very step-by-step manner. So why are SOPs important? As you are building your team out, I think sometimes we forget the fact that not everybody lives in our brain. And so once we realize that not everybody lives in our brain, we realize that not everybody defines things or does things exactly the way that we have always been doing them. Now, sometimes that's not a bad thing. Innovation can be a really, really great thing. But there are also things that just are the way they are and that need to be standardized so that every single team member can take the football and run with it, basically. If a team member is sick, another team member can come in and know exactly how this is done. This is really important in the Launch Guild with our the way that we do our launches. And so the way that we do our launches is very systematized and very productized, basically, and templatized. And so for every single thing that we do, we need to make sure that we're all following the same SOP or the same standard so that, number one, our clients are always supported no matter who the team members are and have the same standard of excellence no matter who the team member is. And then number two, our teams kind of like interchange sometimes. So people aren't always working with the same launch manager, for example, or the same copywriter. So we want everybody to know exactly what the process is. Okay, so then let's talk about how to set your team up for success in your SOPs. So when we're thinking about SOPs, we want to think about all different types of learning styles and how people may need to process information differently. That is why when you think about SOP or when we create the SOP, we always start with a video first. So we're always documenting the process from start to finish via a video. That way you have something for your learners who learn via watching things and also who learn via listening to things, right? Auditory learners. So you're getting the visual and auditory learners in that. Then the next thing that we do is one of our team members, operations assistant or executive assistant, is going to go through and document the process step by step in written form. That's also going to support those visual learners who also need a little bit more context with things that maybe the video doesn't explain very well. So written form, process step by step. And then I want you to take it one step further and turn it into a checklist that is high level in terms of the process or a project plan template. That way people have the entire written process documented, they have the entire video to look at, and then they also have the project plan or the template piece of it in there as well. That way nothing gets lost or falls through the cracks. Last thing I want to talk about and walk you through is how to house these SOPs. Now, if you don't have a system to house them, they can get really overwhelming and they can get lost, which isn't helpful because then your team doesn't know how to access it. There should be a process where your team doesn't have to ask you. They don't even have to ask your ops assistant or team lead where to find the SOPs that they need. They know exactly where to find them. So the first thing that we did was created a Google folder with all of our SOPs, and then we have subfolders depending on the type of SOPs. So maybe if it is a platform specific, that would go in the platform specific SOP subfolder. If it is an onboarding or offboarding, that would go in the onboarding or offboarding subfolder. If it is a overall launch process, you've guessed it, launch process subfolder, right? So you want to make sure that you're not putting too many things in too many in one specific folder. It should be easy for your team to find. The second thing that we do is we have a table of contents inside of our Asana. This is really easy to build out inside of whatever project management software you use, but that table of contents is going to be high level so that people can click on it and then it opens up to show them what the SOP is, and then it links to the Google document. So what I want you to do before or after you finish listening to this episode is inside of the show notes, head over to tashabooth.com/podcast. You will see in the show notes a quick video. I'm going to show you exactly how we do this in terms of how we write the SOP out, what the template looks like, and then what our folders and our table of contents looks like. I think that will be super helpful for you as you are navigating this new terrain. Thanks for listening. Before you go, be sure to head over to tashabooth.com/podcast to read the show notes and learn more about my upcoming programs, masterclasses, and live events. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe. Until next time.